The federal government is reportedly planning an operation to rescue the Australian family members of foreign fighters currently held in detention camps in northern Syria. The move has been welcomed by human rights groups who say that Australian citizens have been held indefinitely for over 3 years in inhumane conditions. Matthew Van Wyk asked Elaine Pearson, Asia Director at Human Rights Watch, who exactly the Australian government were planning to repatriate.
Well, the repatriation involves women and children, relatives of ISIS suspects who have been languishing in camps for about 3 years now in northeast Syria in really inhumane conditions. And these are Australian citizens. And, you know, we do have a moral and legal obligation to allow them to return home.
So how did they get to Syria?
Some of the children were born in the camps. Some of the women were trafficked, and some of them went with husbands who allegedly fought with ISIS. But the children should be treated first and foremost as victims because they didn't have, you know, obviously any say or any role in the crimes of their parents.
So how many people are we talking about?
I believe there is about 60 or so women and children in the camps in northeast Syria at the moment. And so there are plans underway to repatriate some of them, starting with the most vulnerable.
So what are conditions like in these detention camps?
Well, the conditions in the camps are really quite inhumane. I mean, these people have been held in these camps arbitrarily. They haven't been charged with any crime. It's going on for years now. There's poor sanitation, overcrowding, filthy, quite squalid conditions. Human Rights Watch has had staff who have visited these camps for some time now. The camp authorities have been pleading with foreign governments to take back their citizens because they say they simply don't have the capacity to look after the tens of thousands of people who are being detained in these camps. So it's Australians, it's nationals from other countries, and obviously also it's, you know, a significant number of Syrians and Iraqis too.
Other countries would be in this sort of situation as well. So have they taken steps to repatriate their citizens?
Other foreign governments have taken steps to repatriate their citizens over the past 3 years. You know, multiple governments, European governments have done so. The US government repatriated all of their citizens back in 2020. The US has since then offered to help foreign governments like Australia to repatriate their citizens because of the security and logistical challenges on the ground. But the previous government, you know, really didn't take steps at all to address this situation. The Australian government did repatriate 8 people back in 2019, but since then there has been no further repatriations. And, you know, this has been going on long enough. Holding people in indefinite detention without charge is considered collective punishment. And so I think the Australian government really has both a legal and moral obligation to, you know, allow these Australian citizens to return home and to put adequate safeguards in place to ensure that those, you know, who may represent security risks, particularly amongst the adults, are investigated and, as warranted, you know, prosecuted.
So what will happen if they aren't repatriated and have to remain in northern Syria?
Well, I think if they remain in northeast Syria, they're vulnerable potentially to recruitment again by ISIS. We know that there have been escapes from those camps. People have died in the prisons. There was earlier this year, apparently, an Australian teenager died in one of the prisons. I think just simply kicking the can down the road and relying on the Kurdish authorities to maintain these camps where, you know, there is no legal process going on is not the correct solution. I mean, you know, there also needs to be accountability for these crimes. Children and anyone who, you know, was a victim of trafficking should be treated as a victim and provided with appropriate support. But for those who may have committed violent offences, obviously they should be investigated and prosecuted in accordance with Australian law.
So what's likely to happen for these women and children if and when they get back to Australia?
When these women and children return, they will need extensive support from their communities, from the authorities. Certainly counselling will be required, and assistance to recover and reintegrate. I mean, some of these children and women have witnessed, very harrowing things during their time.
Elaine Pearson, Asia Director at Human Rights Watch, speaking there with Matthew Ramwick.